7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Top of the hour. 8 o'clock. No, that is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930. UTC, of course. And that means it's time for... the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, hello. And welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee, and on radio's favorite show that airs at 1930. Yay. Hello. What are we doing? What's happening? What's going on? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And oh, I'm pouring some tea, but I forgot to mic it. Oh, well. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Kind of forgetting things today. I forgot I was supposed to wake up early to watch a game, and I missed the game. Well, I didn't really miss it. I woke up in time to watch the last 5 minutes of it, but yeah, Leicester City won. Hooray! Yeah. So I'm standing around drinking tea, waiting for my next game to come on. Chelsea. Gotta watch my Chelsea game. Yeah. Football. It's a thing. Speaking of things, man, I've got sinus issues today. Stupid sinuses. Where are all of my tissues? I gotta find a tissue. Oh, my nose. Wait a minute, should I be sitting down? Yeah, I should probably sit down. My back is starting to act a little oddly. It was a little weird yesterday, but... yeah, okay, I'm just gonna sit here like this for a minute, and... we're just gonna hope for the best. And what was I just gonna say? My brain is not working either. Let me just get settled in here. Am I even prepared to do this? Am I ready to do a radio show today? Oh, kind of, maybe not. I don't know. Okay, so here's where we are. What are we doing? What's going on? Get it together, Tobe. All right. So yesterday I wasn't very productive because, well, I just wasn't. And so did I build anything or do anything? Yeah, kind of. Wait a minute. What's in this plastic bag? A cable. USB to RCA. Okay, whatever. Don't need to know. Don't want to know. Oh, and that reminds me, I need to get a straight, regular, old-fashioned USB cable for something else. What did I want the other USB cable for? I don't remember. What? Okay, let's just start over. Hi, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. And, okay... Here's what we're doing. Where do I start? I was being an idiot. How dumb am I? Am I the dumbest person ever? I think I might be. This is possible. But I'm also the coolest person you know, so it all cancels out. Okay. So... as regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee know, I built this box that I'm holding in my hand now, this one right here. I built this box yesterday, and we've been doing things with it and testing things out. And what does this box do? Well, to make a long story short, it sort of translates light into sound. And so we need to find interesting light sources. interesting light sources, meaning modulated light sources. We need to find these to see if they make interesting sounds. And it turns out that they kind of do. And how was I being an idiot about this? Well, because yesterday when we were trying to find cool things, cool modulated light things to listen to, we were walking around the house and it didn't even occur to me to try probably the best thing that I own, which is a binary clock, an LED binary clock. It has 2, 6, 9, 9 plus 4 is 13 plus 3 is 16. It has 20 LEDs, 20 red LEDs, and they can tell me the time if they're so inclined. And this clock sits here right on this table, not less than 60 centimeters away from this where this magic box is. And we didn't test it yesterday. It didn't even occur to me. I didn't even think of it. Why? Because this little speaker got pushed by this box, which then pushed the clock, and it's slightly behind my monitor in my field of view. So when I'm sitting here like this, I can't see it. And I feel terrible. Because you missed something great. Because once I realized it, once I thought of this, I came running into here and I tested it out, and it sounds awesome. Do you want to hear my binary clock? I thought you might. All right, let's punch it in here. Hey, why is it not working now? What is going on here? More gain. What is the problem? Why is this not working? You can hear it a little bit. Let's get the damn clock right on top of it. Okay, there we go. Not quite as impressive as it was last night. And I realized the problem. Ambient light. We got bright sunshine shining through my windows. Even though I have my blinds closed, it's still really bright. So you can hear the seconds being counted off there. Na, 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 na. So this is a beautiful thing. It sounded cooler last night. I should have recorded it. Because it was doing fifths. It was doing some awesome stuff. But this is pretty great too, don't get me wrong. And maybe I will record some of this. I'll put it under a box. Put it under a foil-lined box. That's what I'll do, is I'll get some reflections going and do some wacky business. But isn't this cool? Nice bass drone that produces harmonics and stuff sometimes. Yeah, it's not so great right now. More gain. Wow, this is bugging me. Because last night it was awesome. Last night it was awesome. Now it's weak. Right, so that's what my clock sounds like. And when I say that's what my sound clock sounds like, I don't mean that's what my clock sounds like. That's what the light from the clock sounds like. Yeah, it's getting confusing, isn't it? Anyway, after making this amazing discovery, I thought, oh yeah, that's what we need. We need more of these LED things. We need more LED displays, LED signs, and blah, blah, blah. Big LED matrices. And we could listen to them, and I thought, where are the nearest large matrices of LEDs? Oh, up on the corner, that's right. Up on the corner where my grocery store is,
there are two pharmacies across the street from each other, and each one of the pharmacies has one of these signs. Actually, there's three pharmacies at that intersection. Three pharmacies and an electrical substation. But anyway, I thought, okay, that's what we'll do. I'll jump in the car, and I'll throw all the gear in the car on the passenger seat. We'll drive up the street and around the corner, and we'll listen to these signs at the drugstores. So I get all the stuff, I put it in the car, I drive over to the drugstores, the pharmacies plural. Neither pharmacy had their sign on. I couldn't believe it. Is this a holiday? What's going on? No, this is not a holiday. Why are the signs not on? Is it just too cold to run the signs, or have they realized that nobody looks at these things? Or all I can tell you is Drew Allen Kaplan did a hell of a sales job, because everybody's got these signs, but now somehow nobody's using them. So I was very angry. I was very disappointed there for a while. So I sat in the parking lot for a few minutes, and I listened to Mercury Vapor Lights. I listened to a car's tail lights, which was a high-pitched whine. And there was something else. So I was driving by the donut store, and I got a funny little hum for a second. But then when I stopped and went back and then tried to find it, I couldn't get it to happen again. So there was a mysterious hum at the donut store. So now I'm sitting around trying to think of where there might be some more LED signs for us to listen to. And I can't really think of any. Although, the hospital, there's a big construction project in the middle of town. They're upgrading one of the hospitals. Again, they just did it, but I don't know. And so anyway, there's going to be... how do I explain this? And I don't want to go there because we can't... It's construction site and there's no place to be, but eventually we're going to be able to access a very large LED screen that they have only recently installed. And it's a big square one, and it's full color, and it's... Oh, it's going to be cool and art and all this. And I thought, okay, maybe we can listen to that at some point. That'll be fun. Yes, yes it will. We're just not doing it today, which is kind of boring because I don't have anything else to do. No, I do not. Unless you want to hear me patch something up, because that was the other thing that happened to me last night. Later in the evening when I was sort of chilling out, and then I had sort of this weird idea, and I thought, what would happen if, you know, and it was one of those things, okay, what if I just short this pin on this chip just directly to power? You know, what if instead of it looking for a bit or a pulse or whatever, let's just put voltage on this leg. Then I thought, okay, then we can do this, then we can do that, then we can jump over to and do the LFO reset. Oh, yo. And then I didn't do anything about it. I sort of made some notes, though, because I was thinking of some other things, and I made some notes, and blah, blah, blah. Here we are. I don't know. Maybe let's just get into this real quick. On? There we go. And I don't want that. So we're just going to go yankety-doo. Okay, now we gotta dial this up. Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, that doesn't exactly work the way I thought it would. And I don't think there's any way we're gonna get this to come around. Yeah, huh. I have failed miserably. Okay. Well? Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to get anything useful out of that. This... What was I thinking? And why is this not doing what I thought it would do? He wonders. What if I take this up? Okay, that's weird, but that's not what I had in mind. Put it back. Okay, why did putting it back change it so drastically there? I kind of like it. I wanted something warbly. Where's my warbles? Okay, well, there's something. Can we slow it down? That is so weird. Love all that weird, wacky background noise. That quirk, quirk. Sounds like there's horses. It's a herd of horses running around in the background. That was nice of them to include a bunch of horses. Alright. Alright, well, I guess that's kind of fun. But this is not what I was trying to do. I was trying to get some nice, dulcet, melodious tones. And I guess I have a lot more thinking to do on this subject. Alright, turn this off. I shouldn't be sitting here wasting all my time messing around with stupid little circuits that I should already know what they do, and but I don't. I should be building new stuff, and I'm leaving this room briefly just to see what's going on out here. And I hope my back doesn't get weird. Well, they're showing some highlights from the game that was on a little while ago. And that was all very exciting. But what I need to do is I need to get out my brand new breadboard and I need to start building some other stuff. And what do I need to build? I need to... Where's that list? Okay, here's a list of titles and stuff. Okay, I need to build. Built that already. Need the envelope generator. Still. Modular transformer filters. Yeah, I need to build filter. More clock stuff. And I need to get like a 4106, but no. What I really need to do. Oh, here's the other ideas. ACP through the step phaser. Yeah. Okay, lots of little notes to myself, and that's great. So, woohoo. Oh, I gotta listen to some music.
Well, the intro goes something like this. Ba-di-da-da-da.
Yeah, let's make music. Let's play music.
Music for planning.
Move my feet and touch my soul. Bass sound, drum beat, rock and roll. Just play that music. I don't care what key it's in, where it's come from, where it's been. Just play that music. I don't need to see your face. I don't need no autographs. I can't play your interviews, come in your photographs. You don't need to be profound. In fact, don't speak, just play that sound. Just play that music. I turn on my radio. If you got a great live show, just play that music. If it's him, you make it stick. Do your job, just play music. Critic mags and interviews, who cares about bad views? Do I have to twist and shout?
Do we have to play this game?
Or be down and out?
It don't have to look the same.
I keep trying to tell them.
It don't have to all sound lame.
I'll sing the song you sell them.
What a song, eh? You'll be top of the pops in no time. Smart Alex.
If there's any make it stink, do your job, just play music.
Excellent. I think you can influence my campaign, but excellent.
good stuff from our old friend Mick Jones and his band Big Audio Dynamite. That was the first lineup. Just Play Music was an early song off the first album. Good stuff. Oh. What's he doing these days? Get to work, Mick. What are you, you're not resting on your laurels, are you? Do you even have any laurels? Jeez. I don't have any. Where do I get laurels these days? Don't I already have... Yeah, don't I have some laurels over here? Yes. Oh, look at all these laurels that I have. Wait a minute. These laurels are all greasy. What the hell? God, has Kurt Cameron been in my laurels getting them all greasy? Oh, my God. Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And Mom just drove up.
Give me something.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
You greasy little monkey.
Before you start to wipe.
409.
So greasy little Kurt Cameron and his monkey fingers start wiping off the grease, but here comes 1981, Mom.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just getting Tobe's laurels greasy. Because Tobe is trying to rest on his laurels as well. That's what I need. A laurel wreath. And then what will I do with it? I can stand around and tell people to, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. But then they will probably just give me a salad with some fish-based dressing. Which should be a war crime, but somehow is not. What are you doing? What's that cat doing? Anyway, what am I doing? I have no idea. I gotta do something productive today. I didn't do anything yesterday. I feel kind of terrible. So what am I gonna do? I should work. I should at least try to build something, but I don't want to mess up my back. And I've realized that the reason my back is getting messed up is because I'm building things. And so, you know, I gotta stand around and be hunched over and tense up my back and do all this weird stuff. And so I need to figure out a way to stay relaxed when I build stuff, which is going, none of this makes any sense. I don't know. So I gotta figure out something to do today. I gotta eat lunch. I gotta build something. Do I need to build something or should I just be writing music? Am I using building things as an excuse to not actually produce any finished products when it comes to music? Is this the excuse that I'm using? Is this... What is happening to me? Why am I being so stupid?
Ancient Chinese secret.
What I have to make sure I don't do is just sit here, drink tea, and watch old Cliff Richard films. Yeah, that's something I'm trying to avoid, but it's going to happen soon. I need to watch these films. Not for Cliff, of course, but for the shadows. Duh. And so, you know, obviously I got to watch The Young Ones and Summer Holiday. And I think if I just watch those two, you know, that can be done in less than 3 hours. And that'll be all I need. And I won't have to watch the rest of them. And I don't know. Maybe I'm going nuts. Maybe I'm just the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here, put on a sweater. My back is gonna go wiggy. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.